American Giant makes great clothing, t-shirts, jeans, and more right here in the U.S., creating jobs in towns and cities across the country. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Tech Thursday time with Andy O'Donoghue. We will be talking about the Telegram founder who's facing criminal charges in France in just a little while. And we're also going to be giving you a list and a review of many online safety tools and resources to help keep your children safe. But before we get to all of that, Andy, what do you make of what Stephen Donnelly, the health minister, had to say on this programme earlier this week, looking for social media to be stopped for all under the age of 16? What Norma Foley said on this programme last week and has followed through on as well, with instructions to the schools to ban smartphones from the school rooms and school yards in secondary school. What do you make of it all?
Oh, Matt, it's a complicated one, because there's a couple of different things at play here. First of all, banning phones in the schoolyard, or certainly in classrooms, you can see that that makes sense in many ways. When you and I were at school, we didn't have access to mobile phones. We got along fine. And so,
well, we didn't have the distraction of them as well. Because, and you know, we're talking about children all the time. Sorry, it strikes me that it's much the same for adults. And there are times when I bitterly regret the amount of times that I pick up my mobile phone every day. And when I see every Monday morning at 9 o'clock an alert telling me how much time I spent on my phone over the last week, I go, my God, did I really spend that much time on that damn thing?
And you spent too much. So disengaging kids from conversations, from whether it's Facebook, or whether it's Snapchat or other apps, while they're at school or in the schoolyard, because it is distracting, that's a good idea and makes complete sense. The problem with banning social media for under 16s is that it is almost impossible to police and is likely destined to fail without question.
So we're just going to give up on it, are we?
Well, this is not the first time this has been suggested, even by Irish politicians. At the moment, there's a conversation that's been going on in Australia about this for some time. And the whole access to social media for kids relies on age verification. And age and identity verification online is a very difficult thing to address.
Why is it?
Well, because at the moment, these social media websites use a thing called age gating, where you self-certify yourself. And kids lie, of course, because they want to get access if they're under, say, 13 or 16. Even, you know, alcoholic beverage sites, you self-certify on these sites. And so not giving somebody access to a website as the answer to them self-certifying their age, it doesn't really work. And so that's the first problem. So how do we address that? Well, what we would have to do is to use social media, you would have to provide identity verification for yourself.
Like the way that you have to do for setting up a bank account, for example.
Exactly. So then we get into the whole privacy debate. And so the...
No, but sorry, hold on. The banks aren't owned by the state. The banks are all owned by private investors as well, just like these social media companies.
Yes, but what will have... But the challenge for us will be, what does everybody else do? So everybody over the age of 16 will have to provide identity or a means of age verification, which is likely to be identity. This may ignite a national ID card debate again. It may ignite a privacy debate, because people will have to upload their passports. So Twitter and other sites will be identifiable. And of course, these websites have prospered in many cases because they are unidentifiable and anonymized. list.
I know, because there have been listeners who are saying that this has been, the anonymity can be very important for whistleblowers or for people with unpopular political opinions which are legitimate. And I understand all of that. But for people who are saying, well, I don't want to give my details over to a private company, they very likely have already done so to Revolut, for example. They've probably given their passport details to Revolut.
They have. But that's to use a specific service. The challenge that we will have is that in order to get in order to keep younger kids away or raising the age of social media use, we are creating this huge privacy debate that everybody else will have to deal with. And, you know, then on the other hand, you'll have the social media companies who will say that social media provides vital pathways for school, for work, for personal needs, for kids who don't feel well, for people who are dealing with emotional problems, for people who just are experimenting with life, and they're a non anonymity allows them to do that. And yes, they might lie about their age or they might be under 16, but they are still valid pathways in many cases. Now, if you start to push privacy onto all of the social media websites, there'll be a huge pushback from them. And there has been. And, you know, we've seen the steps that people like, say, Instagram have taken. You know, private accounts for children are now automatically enabled. The social media companies are doing some things. The answer to this, though, Matt, is maybe a new answer. First of all, social media companies can do more. But we do have enough behavioral analysis of online activity to figure out how old somebody is. And using artificial intelligence, we can now begin to make a very good estimate of the exact age of somebody online. So why don't we try that first? Why don't we use technology to solve our problem rather than a huge privacy hammer?
Okay, but you see, I suppose as well, you know, if you draw the comparisons with things that are bad for children and for teenagers, like alcohol and cigarettes, many of the arguments been made by the social media companies aren't that far removed from those made about alcohol and cigarettes. So, you know, that, okay, by clamping down on their availability to children and teenagers, you may impede on the rights of adults to behave as they so wish.
Well, and, I mean, it is possible. I mean, you know, we have, you know, alcohol, tobacco. Gambling is another one that, you know, has a difficult sort of online kind of environment to work in from a business perspective. But alcohol companies, gambling companies, legitimate businesses, and they need age verification, and they need to know who you are. The problem is that we're dealing with social media, which is where people often go there because they don't want anyone to know who they are, and not just because they are agitators or have something nasty to
or
say.
Malign, yeah.
Malign to say. But they go there because they want to learn about life.
Okay, let's go through some of the online safety tools for children if we're not going to get sort of state-enforced regulation. Start with Qustodio.
Qustodio is a really good one, and it's an app that I really like. There's two apps. There's a parent app and a kids app, and it's a parental control app, and it essentially monitors and manages your child's online activities. Really clever feature is that it has real-time location tracking, it has app usage reports and screen time limits, which are also really good. And so of all of the apps, there's a you can get a free version. The premium plan is worth paying for, I think, particularly if you have a couple of kids. And web filtering is there, content management, but that great feature, and you've kind of alluded to your own screen time management is there, and that's a nice feature.
What's Norton Family?
Now, many people will be familiar with Norton because of their security products that they make. And for about €50 a year, Norton Family, which is a fairly priced version of parental controls, and essentially it protects kids from inappropriate online content. So again, parents can monitor web activity, they can set the time limits, block unsuitable websites, which is really useful. And again, you can get that report.
Google Family Link.
I like this because Google Family, or Family Link it's called, is a free option, comes from Google, and it allows parents to create Google accounts for kids and then manage their online activities, which is a really nice feature, a free feature from Google. Crucially, again, you can do the screen time limits.
But many of the things that the other ones will do.
Many of them, but what I like about this, because of course Google run the store, you can approve or block app downloads and monitor the app usage. So it works really well.
NetNanny?
NetNanny's been around for years. It was one of my favourites. It's about €40 a year for one device. Has all those features. But they do make and do a very good job of, as we talked about, social media monitoring, which is very good. And it's more sort of, even its name implies it, but it is perhaps for younger children, I think.
And then what about Kaspersky Safe Kids?
So Kaspersky are another security company, and it's the best value option, which is why it's worth a mention. Safe Kids, about 15, 20 euros a year, perhaps. And you can do all the things. Nice feature from screen time limits, social media, but you can receive alerts if a child enters a restricted area, which is a nice feature. So again, for the price, if you're trying to keep the cost down, the free option from Google or Kaspersky are worth a look.
There's a listener who says that Google Family Link only works on PCs and laptops. It doesn't work with phones.
Well, you create your Google account, so
that will go onto your smartphone as well. Okay. Webwise. .ie is a website for parents and teachers.
Webwise is worth a mention, particularly at the moment. There's it's an Irish-based resource that really does provide invaluable info for both teachers and kids, and also children. But the teacher resources are really good. They have lesson plans. They have advice on digital citizenship. Also for parents, very good tips about talking to kids about online safety. And as an educational resource for parents, it is absolutely worth a look, and I think many teachers will also use it.
There's one very expensive one, Netgear Smart Parental Controls, which costs about €300. Why is that?
Well, and the reason I put this in is this is a hardware solution. And so if you have a child who is particularly adept, they might be doing a bit of coding classes, and they might be very technically aware, they may be able to get around your parental controls. So this is a router solution. Some routers that our broadband companies supply have parental controls. It is worth checking the admin menu. If you log in as your admin user, you can see what's available. However, Netgear are really good at this. It means replacing your router. However, it allows you to set content filters, time limits, internet usage. You can pause the child's device, but not pause your own. Great features on it. And real-time monitoring as well. And you get those reports about your child's internet use across all of the connected devices in your home.
Something I should have asked you about earlier, and this was brought up by a couple of listeners during the week, who said that it's not just social media sites that we should be worried about for children. It's the games that they're playing online. And I saw indeed today a piece in the Irish Times by Conor Caplis focusing on Roblox.
And Roblox is incredibly popular. It's
an online video game.
It's an online game. It's huge, absolutely huge. Second most popular video game in the world. And it's called kind of the world's biggest recreation zone for kids. And it's a really interesting article in the Irish Times about it. And the thing about it is, of course, is that because it is an educational zone, and you go on, kids go on, it teaches them technical skills, and you create these worlds, really fun and interesting.
It's like Minecraft.
Yeah, it's very similar to Minecraft in that respect. However, with 80 million users, this is a very big company, very valuable company, but with that many users, many of them children, it has attracted people who are trying to essentially manipulate
and
groom children. And we have seen cases of that occurring. Now, there's anonymized data on the website to protect the children, but inevitably they get drawn in by people misrepresenting themselves. So if your child is using Roblox, it is worthwhile having one of the tools we talked about to monitor their communications and to keep them safe.
Okay. What is Telegram and who is Pavel Durov?
So Telegram is an instant messaging app. You think, okay, kind of like WhatsApp, and other tools that we use. It's different in many ways. First of all, it's very big. I think just under a billion users. So 950 million users. And the founder, Pavel Durov, was the founder of a website called VK.com, which was a Russian social media website that he had to sell. He's an interesting and curious character, grew up in Russia, now lives in Dubai, is a multi-billionaire, and he was arrested on Saturday. And he was arrested because Telegram don't do much content moderation. And as a result, they have been accused of allowing child abuse images to be circulated and drug trafficking facilitated using the website. The French authorities think that they should have done more to prevent this. Telegram's response is that there are red lines, and they are some of them. However, Telegram has a reputation as being low on intervention. And the French authorities have said that, you know, they are difficult to get a response from. And so they have taken the very surprising action. People like Elon Musk, of course, speaking out against...
Oh, saying that this is an attack on free speech.
Exactly. And that... he's out on bail now, €5 million of bail money, and
Durov, not Musk.
indeed, Durov, not
Just
Musk.
Just clarify.
And he will probably be charged in time. Yeah.
All right, Andy O'Donoghue, thank you for joining us for Tech Thursday.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper, weekdays from 4:30.
At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.